Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom Cruise is on the TV and his movies, the new, I think it's the last Mission Impossible. And Abe said it's like 248. And I thought, I texted my wife and said, damn, it's 2 hours and 48 minutes. And because I don't want to go to the movie theater and see it because that's just too long. But then she was like, you sat and watched the whole Avatar movie at the movie theater and you didn't fall asleep. So I was like, yeah, I did make it through that movie. So, but I'm not going to see Mission Impossible in the movie theater. Not tonight. I'm going to have to wait till it, you know, like on a Tuesday.
Yeah, let it calm down.
Let it calm down for a little bit. Yeah. But I mean, it has to be the last one, right?
Well, I think it's his last one.
Okay.
Right now, can they make them without him? Like, have they done that before? I don't know. This is good. This is always fun when I venture into my, like, complete blind spot and just start throwing out stuff about movies. And everyone's like, everyone knows this. But I've heard it was his last one, but they can keep making them.
Well, there's rumors they had built, like, some plot lines and stuff into a couple movies ago to turn it over either to, like, Simon Pegg or to Henry Cavill.
Who are they in the movie?
Got it.
You know, you be knowing their names. I know their character names.
Simon Pegg's like his computer guy. That's not Ving Rhames. The other guy.
Okay.
Doesn't it seem like?
Okay.
If they keep making movies about missions that he's accomplishing,
it's possible
that they're not impossible.
I mean, yeah.
Like if there's a bunch of them, right, and he's done all of them because he's still around.
I mean, but you go back.
Not a good
title. I go back and you think about all because I've seen them all because I love Mission Impossible. I'm a big Tom Cruise fan, and I think about. Like, what is the best one? The best, like, stunt that he's done in a movie? And I love them all. I do. I mean, the one on Dubai when he's on the building with them damn gloves.
Yeah, the Burj Khalifa
that's
climbing.
Unbelievable.
Because he did all the stuff,
that's,
right?
That's what people love about Tom
Cruise.
Unbelievable.
I have been told that there's one in this movie that they don't know how he didn't die performing.
Oh, wow.
And like from a practical effects, because they did the stunt,
right.
They don't know how, like, it's a podcast I listen to. They're like movie experts that don't understand how they put the stunt together and he didn't die.
Yeah. Wow.
Like the motorcycle, the last one in the movie,
the motorcycle jump with the damn train, the parachute or something.
I thought they went overboard on that. Like he motorcycled off the cliff and did the parachute like that.
Abe, nobody cares.
You're unimpressed.
Nobody, please just hush.
Unimpressed by the motorcycle jump.
Yeah. Like
nobody, I was more impressed by the building jump.
No.
The two movies before where he broke his ankle and kept the shot going.
I love that.
Crazy. This damn film.
Abe's like
this damn film guy.
Tom Cruise jumped a motorcycle off a cliff.
Yeah.
Abe's like, he let go of the motorcycle.
Hanging on to the plane.
This is
also the movie before. I thought, you know.
This film guy over here. All right, Bo. Bring it on, Bo.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Film.
You buy Salomon Brothers Jewelry, go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Well, we passed. We have officially moved on from elementary school.
There we go.
All right.
There we go.
We had a little celebration last night. I refused to call it a graduation because nobody graduated from anything.
I agree.
Yeah, you just moved on to the next grade.
I agree with them having some sort of celebration of the kids moving on. Yep. That was kind of fun, but at least they were not in like graduation robes like some of these people are doing.
Yes.
All right.
I agree.
Like, come on, let's keep it real.
I agree.
Here.
Only time they look cute in the graduation robe was kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what because they're little cuties in their cap and gown. That's it. Other than that, I agree.
So we go to a little celebration. It was only 45 minutes long. So shout out to Chattahoochee Elementary and all the teachers there that have embraced Olivia in her 6 years there. She walks through that school and almost owns the place. But little did we know that she was going to win two awards
last
night.
There we go.
As well.
Nice.
There we go.
She won what I, in my eyes, one of the best awards you can win if you are a student anywhere. And they call it a citizenship award.
Uh-huh.
But it's basically for her just being a good student,
mm-hmm.
just being not a dirtbag.
Yep.
You know, helping teachers, being nice to people, helping other students. Because I would always ask her when we're out playing catch after we would go, I'm like, you know, who'd you help today? Try to encourage her to just help somebody do anything.
There we go.
So she won an award for being a good student, which is really cool.
Awesome.
And then she won a AB honor roll, which I guess was the vice principal's honor roll.
Great.
Which is still awesome. So, of course, every time she gets called twice for these awards, mm-hmm. then she gets called another one for her little end of year trivia. So of course I'm like, "Let's go, Juice!"
Yes, that's how you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we get up to go leave the place, and I'm walking out of our row, about to head out, and there's this cat standing there looking at me, all kind of side eye. He's like, "Hey, you Bo Johnson?"
Right.
I was like, "Yes, sir, I am." I was like, "Oh yeah, I heard when you call out Juice, you and Andy and Randy." I was like, "Yeah, yeah." So met a listener last night. His name's Matthew.
Uh-huh.
So here's my shout out to Matthew. Thanks for listening, man. We appreciate it.
I met a listener last night. We were walking to the graduation. Hey, Randy! I'm not knowing who this guy is. I'm thinking he's part of the other family. I'm like, "What's up? What's up, fam?" I was on the phone with Mama trying to find her. "What up, boy?" He's like, "I'm just a fan." I was like, "This is—I swear to you, this is exactly what he said. I saw your son Samson. I just thought that was you."
That's great.
Exactly what he said.
That's great. I had a similar with Lily. She
absolutely.
They gave awards at her. It wasn't a graduation again, thankfully. But the end of the pre-K last week, she got an award. And she got Best Attitude Award.
All right, that's
and
huge.
And I was like,
hell yeah.
That's exact. Because, I mean, look, they're doing the ABCs. They're counting to 20. I think everybody's kind of on the same boat. But, like, Best Attitude? She's just coming in there positive, encouraging people every day?
That's awesome.
I was so proud.
Yeah.
I was like, I it's just like what you were talking about, like a citizenship thing. It's laminated,
oh, okay.
And it's on the fridge.
Okay.
But I do have those frames that you can slide art in and out of.
Good deal.
When I picked her up today and got my tie-dye shirt, and they also gave me, like, all of her, you know, because you send them with, at that age, you send them with, like, backup clothes in case mm-hmm. there's an accident. So they gave me all her clothes, which I need to bring back tomorrow because she's just going there mm-hmm. for daycare all summer.
Right.
And then they gave me all the end-of-the-year art, too. It's this giant folder. I can't wait to go through that tonight.
And after you go through it, get rid of it.
Nah, not us.
You got to put some of it in frame.
Dude,
yeah, some of it will get in frame. And then there's file boxes.
I still have stuff from Kai just graduated from high school yesterday. I still got stuff. It's in the attic of all that artwork. I love my baby's artwork.
One day, though, look, she's going to move away, and then she's going to get married and kids and stuff and come back for Christmas or something. Y'all going to break all that stuff out. That's at least how.
Well, look, and I'll be honest. Like, there's a vetting. I don't keep all of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Some of it does have to make the cut.
Yeah,
these days,
like some of it she didn't give her best effort. Like, it's just like a bunch of red squiggly lines on some construction paper. Like, you know. But some of it actually looks like a tree or a rainbow. Like, those ones might make it, but, like, not all of it makes it. You know what I mean? So we're not keeping all of it. But I'll go through it and vet it, and if it looks good, you know, then we'll keep it. And if it doesn't, then recycle.
Only the best work. Because, look, you got a whole lifetime's worth of work.
Yeah, we got what's
You'll learn
pre-K.
That pretty quickly.
This is pre-K. We got to save room.
So, y'all are right. So, Knicks-Pacers, WWE wasted zero time. Of course, they already had, you know, the Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton last year, the little showdown. How'd they get so lucky, we'll never know. But Tyrese Halliburton was on Monday Night Raw on Monday just through, like, a video call for them to announce that Tyrese Halliburton is now going to be a playable character on WWE 2025. You'll probably have to just download the, you know, you know, it's DLC, downloadable content. You'll probably have to pay for it. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, oh, yeah, they're dipping their toes into all the sports. Randy, you're asking about the NFL also earlier. You know, one of their big things, one of the, their biggest sellers these days are team-specific championship belts. Huh. And that was a straight-up deal with the NFL to get, you know, licensing from all the franchises to sell these belts.
So them belts are so expensive.
They are, but they're
– they're so expensive.
Realistic weight. And,
yeah, they are, because they used to get them – the D-line would always get whoever got the most sacks. And they would put together
cool.
Yeah, I'm talking about them belts were like 15 grand.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you got, you're talking about the ones with like actual diamonds.
Yeah,
ones,
man.
So,
yeah. They would all put in, and they, and whoever like got the most sacks in the season would get that belt.
What a cool thing to have. Yeah. You know,
I'm curious if they have like WWE has their own jeweler. I'm sure they do.
Probably.
For their championship.
Well, because it's also
somebody
like
wants an actual real one.
It's leather too, right?
Oh, so yeah,
they,
yeah.
They probably have like a person who does it. The people that are in charge of wrestling right now are very smart.
Yes.
Whoever the people are that are doing all of this marketing and expanding and branding,
Triple
and
H, right?
Are doing a great
job. Triple H on the, but they've also been involved with Khan, and they have several events every year in Saudi Arabia. They're all over the place. Finally expanded just in the last few years, taking pay-per-views to other countries. So now they'll have a whole weekend's worth of television. They'll have a Friday night SmackDown. They'll have a show on Saturday and a show on Sunday, all in a different country, and they'll sell out these arenas every time.
Stephanie McMahon, right?
Yeah, that's still Triple H.
She's involved too?
Very much involved. Vince is not. Vince is supposedly stopped talking to them.
Yes, yeah.
There are rumors of Vince starting up his own company.
They kicked Vince out of his own company.
I met Stephanie McMahon one time.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because she's a Boston University alum, and she came to do like a talk or something.
Really?
So, yeah, we took her to lunch, and then I don't know, hung out with her until it was time for her to give her talk. Very nice.
Yeah,
very
seems
nice
like
lady.
It. Yeah. She has a show on, I think it's on Netflix or something like that, where she sits down with wrestlers, former wrestlers and stuff like that, just a little talk show. It looks pretty entertaining, too. So speaking of video games, we have a cover athlete from Madden 26, and for the second year in a row, we're going with a running back.
Bijan.
Saquon Barkley.
Oh, okay. This is Saquon's second year, isn't it? Second time, right?
I don't think so. Okay. It was CMC last year.
I didn't know if he was on one early with the Giants.
There's no such thing.
Come on.
Because I have a prediction for 2027.
Okay.
All right, if
Penix.
I should be so bold. And I think it'll be 3 years in a row with a running back on the cover.
Bijan,
100%. Yeah. He's going to finish this season as the best running back in the National Football League.
I love it. I love that prediction.
Now, from what I was seeing on whatever artwork they had, it looks like they were going
to
do the butt launch
you
of Saquon. That's the only pose you can put on the cover, right?
The
what's it called? The reverse butt.
The reverse hurdle.
Yeah. He has to. Has to be pitching.
Since we've been talking about butts and stuff all day and most days, power rank the terms because Tush has got to be Tush has got to be one of the least.
Oh yeah, Tush is down there with Heine.
Next to Fanny.
Heine, Fanny,
yeah,
Fanny, Tush.
Yeah, Tush is down there with Heine. Yeah.
That's all down there, right?
Yeah.
Like butt is
Caboose.
Not great, but it's right
Caboose,
there. Caboose is down there. Like, you know, ass, pretty good.
Yeah, wagon.
Wagon's
yams.
Great, yams, very good.
Yeah. That tutor. Yeah. Yeah, man. Okay.
What else?
I mean, there's plenty of them.
Always like, you know, how
I think you can say all of them.
Arse.
Okay. Huh? Arse.
Always liked arse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
Maybe that's Scottish.
It kind of is,
but you know, whatever. Yeah. Some kind of European arse.
Yeah. Yeah, bum.
That's
not
British.
Not a big bum guy.
That's.
Not a big bum guy.
No.
Yeah, not a big.
No, I don't like.
You are, but you aren't.
I'm not a big bum guy.
I don't really like saying a booty. Booty's not bad.
Yeah, not a big bum guy.
Booty's better than butt.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Posterior.
So now you're getting to a point where you just get weird.
Buttocks.
Yeah, that's what it actually was.
You're
getting damn weird now.
So today's Wednesday. If you're headed up to Staten Island for a Staten Island Ferry Hawks game, which is a minor league baseball team in Staten Island, I'd assume in the New York Yankees organization, every Wednesday from now until the end of the season, Woo Wednesdays.
Really?
Iconic black and yellow Wu-Tang-inspired jerseys with special ticket pack
that kind
offers
of
available. Yeah. FerryHawks.com.
Well, because they're just it's about
Staten
to
Island
start their farewell tour.
Mm-hmm.
They're going on their farewell tour. So that's a smart time to, that's great.
And then the cat that fell 21 feet at the Pittsburgh Pirates Stadium, they have now found a guy that bought him beer. He was a 20-year-old, and they are charging this man.
They said he was drunk.
Ethan Kirkwood is shown on security footage, I guess, in the parking lot,
right,
chugging beers with this guy.
Uh-huh.
And then I guess later on, this is found, and he admits to buying him beer before the game. So, yeah, I guess he was hammered. So you kind of have to be to flop over the rail like a
So, no, I'm saying, how did they charge him for drinking with the boy, with old boy?
They charged him for buying him liquor because he's underage.
Because he was
20. Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah. Got you.
But, like, it's a buddy buying his buddy beer because his buddy's 21 and the other guy's 20, which is, like, I mean, I guess you got to do something because of what happened. But, like, that's, you know, we've all.
Yeah.
All bought beer for a 20-year-old friend, right? When you're 21. I'm not saying buying alcohol for minors is a good thing, but, like, you know, you have friends that are 20 when you're 21. It's not like it's just some grand.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Conspiracy. Sucks, obviously, what happened to the guy, but I don't know.
Woo!
That part of it seems a little bit like they've seen footage of him drinking beer. Yeah, I know, they're friends.
Well, or at least leave they're it up to beer. If this guy wakes up in the hospital and he's like, you know, I've got broken bones in my body, don't you dare charge my best friend. If that's how it went down,
we're
and it
slamming
wasn't
beers before a baseball game.
Short,
yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.